So let's review. The perek begins with describing the process of drawing the lots. Zok the Mishnah, teref bekalfi vehelish negarolis echad kasev lav lashem vehechad kasev lav lazazel. The kohen gadol shakes the box containing the two tablets and withdraws one with his right hand and the second with his left hand. The kohen gadol is instructed to raise the hand which held the tablet lashem to show it to the kohel. Nasna nashni hasirim vayimr lashem chatas. He would place each hand on one of the two goats standing on either side of him and proclaim Lashem Chatas, thereby designating them respectively as the Sar Lashem and Sar Lazazel. Shmuel Leimer, Lahayitzarch Leimer Chatas El Lashem. He only said one word Lashem. Behein Oinin Achrav, Baruch Shem Kivayd Machosoy Leilam Ve'ed. Upon hearing the Shem HaMefayrish, the bystanders responded, Baruch Shem Kivayd Machosoy Leilam Ve'ed. The Gemara lists many miracles that occurred during the glorious 40-year reign of Shimon HaTzadik as Kohen Gadol, who served after Ezra HaSefer at the beginning of Bayis Sheni. Some of the miracles mentioned are Hayagayrol Oyla Biyamin. The Gayrol of the Sar Lashem would always come up in the right hand of the Kohen Gadol, which is a good omen. V'hayaloshin shel Zahiris Malbin. The red thread that was tied around the head of the Sar HaMishtaleach would always turn white as a sign that Hashem had forgiven the sins of Klal Yisrael. The name of Ravi of the Menorah was constantly burning and was never extinguished. The fire on the Mizbech was constantly burning and additional wood was not needed. However, they did bring the Shnei Gezari Eitzim to fulfill the mitzvah. There was an incredible blessing in the Yomer, the Shtei Halechem and the Lechem upon him, which was divided among the Kohanim of that week's Mishmer, in that each kohen was completely satiated with whatever small amount he received. Tanya Rabban, Oisah Shana Shemes by Shimon HaTzadik, Amar Lahem, Bashana Zuhu Meis. Shimon HaTzadik in his last year was able to foretell that he would be passing from the world that year, as he explained, B'chol Yom HaKippurim Hoyi Mizdamin Lizakin Echad Lavish Levanim V'Otiv Levanim. Nichnasi Mi V'Yotzi Mi. Each year, I would be accompanied into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and out, by a holy elder dressed completely in white. And this year, the elder was dressed completely in black, and he did not accompany me out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Acha HaRegel, Chalash HaVisyamim V'meis. After Sukkot, Shem HaTzadik got sick for 7 days and passed away. V'nimnu Ach V'Kehanim L'Varach B'Shem. After the passing of Shem HaTzadik, the other Kehanim stopped performing Birchas Kehanim with the Shem HaMefayrish as they perceived that his passing signified the end of an era, and they were no longer Zeichet to Gilur HaShchina as they were during the life of Shem HaTzadik. In fact, after the passing of Shem HaTzadik, all the miracles mentioned above ceased to occur on a regular basis. 40 years before the Churban, all of these miracles ceased completely. And in addition, the doors of the Heichel would open on their own as if chas v'shalom to invite the enemies of the Jews. Until Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai reprimanded the doors for the way they were acting way before the designated time of the Churban. The Kohen Gadol utters the name of Hashem, the Shem HaMefayrish, 10 times on Yom Kippur. 3 times in the first Vidi on the Par Kohen Gadol, 3 times in the second Vidi on the Par Kohen Gadol, 3 times in the Vidi on the Sar HaMishtaleach. Each time he said, Ona Hashem Chatasi, Ona Hashem Kaprina, Lefne Hashem Titar. And 1 time in the Hagrola on the Shnei Seirim when he said, Lashem Chatas. The Gemara now mentions several incredible facts about the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Ukva Amar Hashem v'nishma koyle b'yirichai. Several times the name of Hashem proclaimed by the Kohen Gadol was heard as far away as Yirichai. Hinges of the doors were heard 8 chumim away. The goats in Yirichai would sneeze from the smell of the Ketores in the Beis HaMikdash, and the women as far away as Yirichai would not need perfume because the aroma of the Ketores acted as perfume. The Gemara now brings a machlekes between Rabbi Yannai and Rabbi Yechidin regarding the Gairal. I'm Rabbi Yannai. Aliyas Gairal Mitech Kalpi Ma'akevas. Hanocha Ein Ma'akevas. Rabbi Yechidin Amar Af Aliyah Ein Ma'akevas. Rabbi Yannai says, drawing the Gairal out of the Kalpi box is Me'akev, but placing the tablets on each star is not Me'akev. In other words, he cannot designate them verbally, but once drawn, the tablet in his right hand designates the star to his right, likewise on the left, even if he does not place the tablets on each respective sar. Rabbi Yechidin holds that even drawing the Gairal out of the box is not Me'akev. And b'diyavad, if the Kohen Gadol verbally designated each sar respectively, it is valid. B'kitzer, According to Rabbi Yannai, the Hagrola is Miyakev. According to Rabbi Yechanan, the Hagrola is not Miyakev. The Gemara explains that this Machlekes is based on the Machlekes Tanoim later on Daf Samach and Aleph. Regarding the Avodas Yom Kippurim, the Pasuk says, V'hoyse zeis lechem l'chukas oylem. The term chukah teaches that all parts of the Avodas Yom mentioned in Parshas Acharei Mos are Miyakev, and their Seder is Miyakev. However, Yehuda holds that only Dvarim Hanasim Mebigdi Lavim Mibifnim are Miyakev. But Dvar Manasim Abigdi Lavim Mibachutz are not Meyakev. And Rav Nechemya holds that Dvar Manasim Abigdi Lavim, Beim Mibifnim, Beim Mibachutz are Meyakev. And only Dvar Manasim Abigdi Zahav Mibachutz are not Meyakev. Now, Hagrola is from the Dvar Manasim Abigdi Lavim Mibachutz. Therefore, in the first version, the Gemara explains, according to Rabbi Yehuda, all agree that the Hagrola is not Meyakev. The Machlikz of Rabbi Yannai and Rabbi Yechon is according to Rav Nechemya. Rabbi Yannai says the Hagrola is Miyakev, like Rav Nechemya. Rabbi Yechon says Hagrola is not Miyakev because Hanemili Avoida, Hagrola Lav Avoidahi. Hagrola is not considered an Avoida and therefore not Miyakev. In the second version, the Gemara explains, according to Rav Nechemya, all agree that Hagrola is Miyakev. The Machlikis of Rabbi Yannai and Rabbi Yechon is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yechon says Hagrola is not Miyakev, like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yannai says Hagrola is Miyakev because although it's not included in Chukah, however, since the phrase Vahasar Asha Olah Lav Hagrola is mentioned two times, the repetition of the words Asha Olah teaches that Hagrola is Miyakev based on the Klal and Kachim Shana Lav HaKasav LeYakev, and the Halacha in Kachim repeated in the Torah is Miyakev. This discussion continues on the following daf.